Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're a little bit early because I
have about
2 minutes, like 2 minutes early.
Yeah, not too early.
I have to duck out a little early because I have a job now.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Sounds like a lot of work. Okay, so
Okay, so I just saw on the Daily Mail that Claudia Conway is planning to audition for American Idol.
You guys, what? Okay, doing what?
Well, I don't know if you've seen her little singing videos, but she on the TikTok, she does the singing. Sometimes.
Okay. Now listen, you've done the singing in the past. You were in show choir. All right. I was in the cheerleading and you were in the show choir. Tell me your honest opinion. What do you think?
I think that they will take her at least at the beginning because of the name recognition and the fame and because she's a complete skank.
Yeah.
And I think that
they're going to get ratings.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding? People are going to tune in for that like crazy.
Right.
So she says she's already met Ryan Seacrest, and so she basically believes it's a done deal.
Because she met Ryan Seacrest? Oh my God. Sarah, but I need to know what you think about her voice. I need to know.
Well, I can't remember, honestly.
Really? Okay, so then you don't, so then
it wasn't
sucked.
Anything special.
Well, then it sucked then.
If
you don't remember, then it sucked.
I think she's very, very average. It's just that she's a skank. And so, and she's a relatively famous skank. And so that's probably of some interest to the people out there on the American Idol. But I mean, mostly she just looks like this a lot.
Yeah.
Like she just sticks her tongue out and she just tries to look really sultry a lot on her little videos.
And she's 16, right?
Mm-hmm. She's so troubled.
She's very troubled. Very troubled, you guys.
So that's happening. Also, you guys probably all saw really well-attended MAGA, Million MAGA March, I think is what they called it.
Did you see all the people?
Oh, my God. So many people.
So many people. Yeah.
And so much violence afterwards. So, like, it was a beautiful day in D.C., beautiful day, hugely attended. People were singing. People were happy. And then, of course, as soon as darkness fell even a little bit, Antifa and BLM psychos came out en masse and literally attacked children, attacked old people, attacked couples from behind. They were throwing things at people's heads. They're
These are people who are associated with the left. You cannot deny that. That's Joe Biden's America.
And he hasn't said a word about it. In fact, nobody has. Well, none of the Democrats are even condemning it.
Well, then why isn't the media asking him every 5 minutes, do you discount this? Do you separate yourself from these people like they did with Donald Trump and white supremacists every 5 minutes? Of course he did. So why aren't they asking Joe Biden the same questions just on the other coin? Why aren't they doing that? Because these people are lunatics. Yeah. They are violent lunatics and attacking children and attacking old people. What are you doing? They're peacefully protesting, which I thought we were allowed to do. And obviously you have a cloak of immunity when you do that, right?
Right.
From the COVID, because the COVID doesn't attack you when you're peacefully protesting. I mean, it just totally knows, right? It's not going to get you. So, I mean, if you're peacefully protesting, you're out there, you're allowed to do that because you're an American. We're allowed to do that. So what are these people's problem? Why are they going after little kids? Why are they going after old people? What's your problem?
And they apparently, there was one dude who used commercial grade fireworks and shot them at people.
I mean, this is how
insane they are.
I was watching the pictures of that this morning, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me with these people. And of course, the left's like, no, that's fine, because unity.
Yeah. Well, and because everybody that supports Trump has to be disposed of, apparently. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't vote for someone different. How dare you? What do you think? It's America?
Yeah.
My God. So that happened. And then there was like a bunch of hullabaloo, I guess, because Trump tweeted something, I think on Saturday, saying, The only reason Biden won is because of election fraud, blah. And so he put out this thing on Twitter and everyone was like, oh, he's finally admitted that Biden won. And so there was this explosion of like publicity saying Trump conceded. So like 4 hours later, he tweeted something else going, I'm not conceding anything. I'm saying if he won, it's because everything was rigged.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And Giuliani was, you know, on all the shows saying, listen, this isn't over. I mean, they totally cheated. We're gonna win this. So I mean, they are digging their heels in.
And that Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, she's like, we have so much evidence of these machines, like the Dominion machines being, you know, pre-programmed to get rid of Trump votes. She said that they have so much evidence coming in so fast that she can barely keep up with it. And that not only are like certain states going to be in trouble for actually having the machines, but like the people responsible for the machines are in huge kinds of trouble. So that's heating up. I mean, this is definitely not over. It's
not. I mean, I think the media won't tell you that. But then again, our media sucks all the monkey balls, you guys. I mean, they're just terrible. Like, when have we ever trusted the media in the past, 4 to 8 years? They're terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't.
And even, but see, it's all this whole gaslighting thing again. Because again, Obama was on some Sunday show, I think, saying how ridiculous it is that Trump won't concede. It's bad for the country. He cares more about himself than he does for the country.
Right.
All this kind of nonsense.
Yeah, totally. This is exactly what he's doing. Meanwhile, this guy comes out with his fourth autobiography in like 3 years. But I mean, and then they call Trump a narcissist. Are you kidding? Right. Okay, yeah, Trump's the narcissist.
And it's like 780 pages and it only covers 4 years.
Right, I mean, it's that long. And Obama's what, like 50 something years old? And it's like his fourth auto, it's like me. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, at some point you've written enough about yourself, Obama. Right?
Oh my God.
Lord.
Ridiculous.
God, that guy.
I know you're probably not going to be able to listen to the show today, but there is an Andrea Tantaros update.
What? Where is she? Oh my God.
I don't know where she is.
What do you mean you don't know where she is? What's the update?
You have to tell me what the update. I'm going to tell you only a little bit because I need to tease the show.
Okay. I'm
but
dying
the update
enough.
Is that she tweeted, but she immediately deleted the tweet.
Oh my God, she's she's in someone's basement.
Oh my God, and someone who follows us and knows that we have been obsessed with the whereabouts of Andrea Tantaros, somehow that amazing person got a screenshot of the tweet before she took it down. And she was like, oh my God. And she direct messaged it. And she was like, I know that you would care about this because I saw it and I couldn't believe I saw it. And then it's gone. But I got a screenshot, here it is.
Oh my God.
I know.
And then she took it down. Like, what was the tweet? What did it say?
That is what I'm trying to save. It doesn't really say anything of importance. I'll just tell you that right
now. So she's not like, I'm locked in a cellar somewhere. Please save me. It's not that.
It's not that. But it was like she retweeted somebody and like made a comment about it. And then, you know, I think people started to generally freak out because there she was. And she's got like almost 500,000 followers, I think, on Twitter. So the people that do
like
follow
waiting,
her,
like waiting for her. Okay, so but I mean, thank God it wasn't like, you know, somebody's telling me to put the lotion on or I get the hose.
Right,
it's not that.
It was not. Yeah. It did not appear to be a cry for help.
Okay.
It didn't appear to be.
Okay.
Now,
that's a relief. That's a relief.
Well, I guess it's a relief, but it's also like, what the hell is going on with her?
Yeah,
why would she
take
tweet something so random and then immediately pull it as if to signal to us, I am alive and I'm coming back soon, but not yet or something. I don't know what to make of it, you guys.
Freaking
I don't know
weird.
What to make of it.
So freaking
strange.
Weird. Yeah.
I know. But I love the person that like caught the screenshot and immediately sent it to us.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, people like listen to what we cared about.
I know. They, I know.
Amazing.
I can't believe it. Who knew, right? Who knew? Yeah.
So there's an update about that. Oh, and then did I include this in the lineup? Uh-oh. I wonder.
Wait,
yeah,
Marsha's saying I should use a different flower name every day, like you use a different name. That's a great idea, Marsha. I'm gonna do that.
Ooh, a different flower name.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm gonna be Chlamydia. Chlamydia is a flower, right?
I think you mean clematis.
Oh, clematis.
I think that's a right. different thing. Chlamydia is not a flower. I don't think that's an actual flower. Right, I could be wrong because I do not have
a
green
clematis. I'll be clematis tomorrow.
All right. Did you like my name for today?
I love it. Yours is so conducive to change.
It's very, very changy.
Tomorrow, if you're not mock of ages, I don't even know who you are.
I have that on my list. Yes. I do have that on my list.
You guys, like, she's planning that. There's no spontaneity here.
I have probably 100 names. That's like, right. I'm good to go.
Because here's the thing is I had a high school algebra teacher named Mr. Brocklebank. Okay. And this is how well I did in algebra. I didn't give a shit about algebra. Excuse my language. I did not care about algebra. But when I was a senior in high school, my friend Carrie and I sat there in our algebra class and we thought of nicknames for Mr. Brocklebank.
That's a great name.
So we did like Brock of Ages and Brock of, we did exactly what you're doing with his name.
Yeah.
And then we gave him a list of what his name should be. This is, you can tell I was a great student in that class. That's what I did is I gave him all the nicknames. And it reminds me, like I'm having flashbacks to my high school algebra class with all of the names that you're doing.
Did you get extra credit?
Oh my God, no. I mean, I was grateful to get through that class. I was like, I was told there'd be no math in high school. Oh wait, there is math in high school.
There's math in there.
Yeah, I got through it. Yeah. But that anyway, that's what it reminds me of. So, you know, you need to do mock of ages for sure.
Yeah, that's I know that that's on the list.
Like, you got to do mock you like a hurricane. Because that was one of my favorite Scorpion songs.
You're ruining my list.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to like do everybody else. But see, like mine is kind of lame because I can't really do much with it. But I do like the suggestion. So thank you. I could just do different flowers, which is sort of lame.
I think people just want you to be balls.
I think
that's really what's going on here.
I'm just going to go back to balls, you guys. Just forever be balls. Just be balls. Every day I'll just be balls. All right.
Give the people what they want.
Right. I just forever be balls.
Okay.
Right.
Remember, I think it was last week where we talked about, yeah, it was last week where Elon Musk had 4 COVID tests in a day and 2 were positive and 2 were negative. Same nurse, same lab, same testing. Right. Do you remember Erica Badu?
Yes.
Erica Badu, who also you may know from such things as being referred to as the queen of neo soul. She went and had a COVID test. She had one in each nostril. One was positive and one was negative. Same kind of test. Her left nostril was COVID positive and her right nostril tested negative. And she said, "What the fack is going on here?" That was her tweet. No symptoms, was tested for COVID, same machine, left nostril positive, right nostril negative. Maybe they need to call Swiss Beats so that they can do a versus between them. Funny thing is, the doctor only reported the positive result. What the fack is going on here? Rapid test. And then she put $4 signs, SMH.
Yeah, that's some crazy crap right there, you guys. That's crazy.
Yeah. But you notice that the clinics are so anxious to report that positive test, even though there's something like super batshit like this happening.
Yeah.
And they're still like, oh yeah, you're positive. Well, maybe a blood test or something.
Right. What is going on? The tests are just, they're a bunch of crap.
They're just a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm. And then we're basing our entire existence, our, you know, whether our freedom, we're basing our freedom, our entire American way of life on these bogus tests, you guys. That's what we're doing. And people are like, oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and do what you tell. I'm not going to have Thanksgiving because you tell me to, government. I'm just going to go ahead and not. You can suck it. I'm having Thanksgiving with my family. You guys can all suck it.
I'm
hugging and kissing everybody in my family, and I don't care. Come and get me, government. Come and get me. I don't care.
I know. I'm so sick of all of this nonsense.
Right.
And if this screws up my plans for Christmas, I'm going to be so mad.
Hell no, it's not going to screw up my plans for Christmas. You think it's going to screw up my plans for Christmas? These tests are bogus. I'm serious. I don't care. I'm going to love my family. I'm going to continue to do that. They're not going to keep me from loving my family. They can all bugger off.
Well, because living your life is actually more important than hiding
right.
and suffering the consequences of another lockdown.
And I even heard another thing this morning. They're still talking about how people are not making they're not making appointments for things like cancer screenings. They're still not doing it. I mean, we do not know the ramifications of this, like 5 years out, 10 years out. People are going to be dying from so many other things, not to mention like depression and all the alcoholism, people beating their spouses. I mean, yeah. It's like,
I mean, we may not know the full ramifications, but we know it's bad.
Right.
We know it's really bad.
And not to mention our kids aren't learning. It's like, we don't, the long-term ramifications of everything that we've done, because everybody's so scared. It's obscene what we're doing in this country.
Yeah.
It's obscene.
It really is.
And it's not American.
And then meanwhile, there's a story in the lineup today about how New Orleans is continuing forward with their annual Swingers event.
Oh.
So the Frisky 5-Day Festival is known as Naughty in Nolens. And it kicked off this last Tuesday. This is, of course, in spite of COVID. It's in spite of, like, increased restrictions. And 2,000 kinky couples from all across the country are participating.
Okay. Well,
this is the thing.
You know, I'm sure that the left will be like, that's fine. But then Sturgis right. was bad.
Right.
Sturgis was terrible.
Is a super spreader. Naughty right. and Nolens is fine.
Totally fine. I mean, because those people need to have their freedom. But then Sturgis was like, oh, my God, the worst thing ever. So it'll be interesting to see the way the media handles this. Always a double standard. Yeah.
Also, I did see something about Governor Newsom, everybody's favorite. Everybody's favorite Governor Newsom. He apologized. He has apologized now because he attended a 50th birthday party with 12 of his friends at some restaurant where a tasting menu costs $850.
Of course.
So he said he should have set a better example, given that he has all these restrictions in his own state.
Right.
So he's apologizing. I mean, it's really easy to do that after he's already enjoyed his gathering.
Of course.
But don't you dare get together for Thanksgiving, no. Californians.
It's kind of like, did you see that thing that Nancy Pelosi was going to set up for Congress? And the tables were all together.
Yeah.
The pictures of the tables. And she's like, what? I don't see the problem.
It's 6 feet apart.
I mean, the
people at each table aren't going to be 6 feet apart. But I mean,
what's the big deal? It's going to be catered and you guys are paying for it. What does it matter? Screw you.
But then they canceled it, right? Didn't they cancel it?
They canceled it because the media gave them so much crap.
It's like they couldn't think to cancel it on their own.
No, she planned the damn thing. You know what I mean? She did it. And then people were like, listen, you're doing what you're telling everybody else they can't do. Can you not see that? And she's like, no, because like I'm sort of blinded by the light of my $24,000 fridge. I can't see. And so, yeah, I guess she canceled it because people gave her pressure. They put pressure on her to cancel. These people they're such elitist jerks.
I know
what they are. And I'm so tired of it. This is why I'm like, you know what? I'm having Thanksgiving with my family. They can all bugger off.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Come and get me, Nancy. I bet I can run faster than you.
Speaking of that orientation, I did see a little, I don't know if it was a TikTok or somebody put a video out on social media of Madison Cawthorn, who took a break from the orientation to just come out and like say, hey, everybody, I'm taking a break from orientation. He's so hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
I could have birthed him, but he's really,
he's
really
hot. He is 25, so that's a little disturbing, but he is hot. He is. I mean, he's hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have to go?
I do. I kind of have to go, you guys. I'm trying to think if there's anything else pressing. Is there anything else pressing today we just need to cover? We covered a lot this morning, quickly.
Yeah, I feel it. Oh, there was that whole story about Biden's Cancer Foundation. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Can you even?
I mean, I can't. Oh, I can believe it. Like, it was at the top of New York Post yesterday. So, you guys, if you haven't heard, his Cancer Foundation,
his charity.
They have given, like, nothing for cancer.
Nothing.
They're not helping at all for cancer. Basically,
most of its money is salaries.
Right.
Most.
This is what they're doing. This is, anybody shocked out there?
It's disgusting.
It's so gross. This is Biden. This is who he is.
It's just disgusting. So they took in almost $5 million in fiscal years 2017 and 2018, $3,070,000 of that was spent on payroll.
Unbelievable.
So out of the $4.8 million, $3.1 million was salaries. How ridiculous is that?
What a joke.
And this is the guy that's like, I'm going to cure cancer. Really?
Crap.
You're just carrying your pocketbook is what you're doing.
Right. That's exactly what he's doing. God, what a joke.
I know. I was so mad about that.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I mean, because I'm sure people out there like me, you have people in your family, you have friends who are suffering from cancer.
Yeah.
And when you see stuff like that, you just want to punch people in the face, you know?
And I especially want to punch people in the face who are dumb enough to give to anything to something that Biden set up.
Right.
This is what happens.
And to buy into the fact this guy's like, I'm going to cure cancer. No, you're not. Shut up. Go deal with your family. Anyways.
Tomorrow, we're going to be recording another episode of the weekly version of this show, the Mock and Daisy show. And we're not going to give the whole thing away, but you should definitely tune in because we are going to be talking about how racist baby hair is.
Yes.
And if you don't know what we mean by that, we didn't know until like 5 days ago what that meant.
Very racist.
But now we know, and we're going to be talking about that.
Dealing with it is an issue, you guys.
It's a huge issue.
You should totally tune into that because it's gripping. It's very gripping.
I was gripped. Gripped.
You are racist. You are racist. Okay, you guys, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in. We hope you have a fantastic Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.